The best way to understand how bad the conflict is in Sudan is perhaps to hear directly from refugees.
Many people have lost their lives. Today, Al Janina has been transformed into hell. I want the United Nations to intervene. We don't live like people. We're not eating properly. We don't have health services. We can't bear any more of this.
Mustafa, a teacher, says his country is no longer a functioning state. At the Borota displacement camp in Chad, one after another refugee gives accounts of running away from large groups of armed men who roam the countryside terrorizing civilians. Most here are women and children, particularly vulnerable to kidnapping and sexual violence.
The war is really bad. A child still being breastfed can be killed alongside his mother. His father can be killed. There is nothing good about war.
Witness to death, they arrive traumatized, especially the youngest.
We have to move them from the border area to the safer place, as well as we have to move them where they can have older assistance and services, such as a school that a lot of parents mention about, that they want to send their children to schools, as well as health services that they can access.
Aid groups say it's a race against time. Rains will come, the camp will flood, and this remote area will become inaccessible.
We were here just a few days ago, and there are already signs that this camp is getting bigger and people are adapting to their circumstances. This is a makeshift market right in the middle of this dry riverbed. You can buy food, shoes, fruits, flashlights, charge your cell phone. You can get soaps and biscuits, really anything people might immediately need. The other sign that this camp is changing, that it's getting bigger, is that there are now makeshift tents on both banks of the river.
Attempting to bring order to the chaos, the UN has started relocating people. At a camp in Gaga, the newly arrived are welcomed by neighbors in a unique position to empathize. Sudanese displaced from the same villages by the war in Darfur in 2003. Perhaps finding some solace in seeing life goes on. Living without fear of attack is possible, and children can go back to school. Something that will come as a comfort to one teacher with a message to the warring sides in Khartoum. What you are doing has killed thousands, he says. Silence the guns.
Stop where?
Stop the war. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Borota, Eastern Chad.
Still ahead on our